Okay, we are up to the beginning of the Mishnah, Sechta Sivamas. Chanesh Esri Nashim Paitis Tersei, Mitzaris Tersei, Menachalitim, Nayibim, Matzai Failam. 15 women absolve the mitzvah of Yibum. But once the mitzvah of Yibum is absolved, and this is something we'll be repeating numerous times in this Masechta, is that once the mitzvah of Yibum doesn't exist, there's an Isra of Eshesach. Because it's either Karis or there's a mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, there is no heter, because the tzara becomes a brother's wife when there's no mitzvah, which is an erba. And the tzara tzarasayim, as the Mishnah is going to explain what that means, menachalitzim and ayibim atzayf ha'elam till the end of the world, meaning it keeps on going, as the Mishnah will explain. Be'elubay, these are the 15 erbas. Bitoy, Shimon married Reuven's daughter, died without children. Reuven has to do the mitzvah of Yibum. We learn now from Sukkim that he cannot do the mitzvah of Yibum to his daughter. And since he can't do the mitzvah of Yibum to his daughter, the co-wife, we learn now from Apostolic, is also no mitzvah of Yibum, which means she's prohibited. Bas Bitai, Reuven's granddaughter, these are all manusasai. This is not through his wife, this is through an illicit relationship. His daughter, his granddaughter, Bas Benai is his other granddaughter. Bas Ishtai, his wife's daughter, even though it's not from him. Bas Benai, Bas Bita, her granddaughters. Chamoisivim, Chamav, his mother-in-law and grandmothers-in-law. These are all that his brother married any one of those 9 women. Achoisim, Imai, his paternal brother married his maternal sister, which is perfectly legal. But he's usher to his maternal sister, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore she's pater from Yibum, so is the tzara. Achais Ima, his mom's sister, his paternal brother married his mother's sister, meaning Reuven's mother's sister married Shimon, who's his paternal brother. Achais Ishai, Ishtai, Reuven and Shimon married sisters, and therefore when she falls to Yibum, he's not allowed to marry her. And therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibum, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's no mitzvah of Yibum of the co-wife either. Eches Achiv Me'imai, a maternal brother's wife married his paternal brother. Reuven had a maternal brother who died or divorced his wife, and then that woman married his paternal brother. There's no mitzvah of Yibum, and again, her and her tzara. Eches Achiv Shloi Ba'ilamai. And that is, if Reuven was born after his brother died, right, and Shimon was Meyabim, this woman, meaning she had been married to a different brother who died prior to Reuven's birth. But Shimon was born, and he married her as Yibum, which is perfectly legal 100%. But this woman is forbidden forever to Reuven because she was his brother's wife, and they weren't in the same world. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum if they didn't exist at the same time. Meaning, theoretically, had Reuven been born after the brother died, and this lady waited around, Reuven would never be able to do Yibum to her, because it says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yaakov, she remains a permanent ever, Hare'elu Paitus Tereseim, Betzaris Tereseim, Menachalitim, Menayibum, Atzayf Oilam. This goes on, that means, they pater their co-wife, and if their co-wife has Yibum from a different brother, it would pater the co-wife of that lady as well, all the way, no matter how many brothers it goes on to. V'kulam emesu emiyinu inizgarshu, however, if the erva, priest deceased her husband, or she walked out of the marriage, meaning she absolved the marriage by walking out, she was a katana, or she got divorced, or she nimtzu islandess, they were found to be an islandess, and not that he wanted to marry the islandess, there was a mekachtas. So the bottom line is, at the time of Shimon's death, he was not married to the erva, so in all those cases, sarisei mitaris. Three of the 15 cannot be katanas, and cannot be islandessen. There's mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law, because they obviously had children, and that means they're not katanas, and they're not islandessen. Ketzet Paitus Tereseim. What do we mean when we say that there's no mitzvah Yibum on the tzara? Ketzet Paitus Tereseim. The answer is, Haizabita Achaz Mikol Arayas Eilin Nesuus L'Achiv. His daughter of one of the Arayas was married to his brother. But Lo Yishacheres, that person, the brother had a co-wife, Omeis, and then the brother died. Shem Shabita Petura, just like the daughter is butter, Kach Tzarasa Petura, her tzara is butter as well. Again, stressing it again, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum, she's an Eishas Ach without a mitzvah, and an Eishas Ach without a mitzvah is an Erva. Hocha Tzara's Bita Benizis La'ochem Hasheni. The Tzara's Bita went and married a different brother, which he's allowed to do, right? Let's say there was Levi. He could do Yibum either to Reuven's daughter or to the other woman. He chose to do Yibum to the other woman. And then he had his co-wife, Umeis, and he died. Shem Tzara's Bita Petura, just like that original one, that Levi was Miyabim, who was the first co-wife, was Pater, because she remained an Erva from the first brother. So Levi's second wife, who's a co-wife of a co-wife, is also Pater. Meaning, even though there's a fourth brother, Yehuda, and he did Yibum to Levi's second wife, and then he died, that woman would be Pater. And her co-wife would be Pater, and it keeps on going as long as it has to. Okay, to the Mesut Sersei Mutaris. What is the case if they died that the Tsar is Mutar? One of these 15 Arayas were married to his brother, and he had another wife. And Mesut in his Garsha, but his daughter predeceased her husband, or got divorced. So at the time of the death, we look at the time of death. Is this woman a Tsaris Erva at the time of death? We don't care that in her back history, she was once a Tsaris Erva. That does not concern us. There is no Isser called Tsaris Erva. The Isser is a brother's wife when there's no mitzvah. So we look at the time of the death of the brother. If at that point she's not a Tsaris Erva, Tsaras Amuteres. What happens if Shimon died? He left over Reuben's daughter who was a Ktana. And a different wife. So biblically speaking, there's no Tsaris Erva. Rabbinically speaking, there is a Tsaris Erva. So how do we reconcile? Can't say no mitzvah because biblically there's a mitzvah. We can't let him do Yibum because rabbinically it's a Tsaris Erva. So the solution is, since it's rabbinic, we say, we won't allow Yibum, but there is a mitzvah of Yibum, but we won't allow it. So therefore he does Chalitza. Let us see. The source, as we'll see on Gimel Amud Beis, is derived from the pasuk of Achais Isha. So this is Achais Isha Bereisha. So in the list of your 15 Ervas, why should Achais Isha be first? We go with the stricter ones. Right? Because Kalosei is Skila. So if you go with the stricter ones the way we paskim, Kalosei would be the first one. Because that is Skila. But Rav Shimon holds Shreifas Chamura. So therefore, Bitoi, Bas Benoi, Bas Ishtoi, all the first nine are Shreifa. So that's why that goes first. Of the nine, it's written by Chamaisa. So why are we putting Chamaisa in the last set of the nine? It should be in the first set of the nine. Behind, Basa Chamaisa Litnis Galasai. After you finish listing the nine Shreifa, list the one that's Kila before you move on to Karis. The Bas is Shreifa, Skila Chamura. The reason Bitoi is first, given the Asim Midrasha Chavivalei. We like to do things that we learn out from Midrasha. So Achais Isha is the one where it says, so that's why that's not first, right? The Gemara Kulanami Midrasha Asu. 14 of them learn out from Midrasha. So why is Bitoi first? Dr. Gemara, and also, why isn't Achais Isha last? Dr. Gemara, Nehi Delinyan Yibon Asim Midrasha. True, that all the 14 are derived from Achais Isha with Midrasha. But a Suraya Behajik Sibahu. But the Erva itself is explicit in the Torah. Bitoi, a Bitoi Manusasai, Ikuri Sura Midrasha. The Torah never mentions that a person can't live with his daughter that he had out of wedlock. Torah never mentioned that. Torah mentions two granddaughters, but the Torah doesn't mention daughter, and we don't, Einayin Shimon Adin. So therefore, how do I know it? The Torah said don't marry your wife's daughter. And the Torah said the word Haina there. And the Torah said, Haina by a person's granddaughters. So I say Haina, just like by the woman, it's her daughter and granddaughters. So by the man, even out of wedlock, it's his daughter and granddaughters. And then I say Zima, by Chamoise, it says the word Zima, which is Sreifa. And it says the word Zima by his wife's daughter, so that's also Sreifa. And then once from Zima, we learn that Haina, that his own daughter is Sreifa as well. So since the whole Isser is derived from Midrasha, that is why we put Bitoi first. In fact, the Gemara, that's great. But Hashem the Armiko, Mitzvah Hashem Midrasha Chavivalei. But if you're going to tell me Midrasha makes it more beloved, listening to Achleis Isha LeMesayif, so Achleis Isha should be number 15, it shouldn't be in the middle. Dr. Gemara, you're right. I desire Israel Tony Achleis Isha. We were talking about sisters and brothers' wives. We were talking about sibling relationships. Therefore, we put Achleis Isha in. In fact, the Gemara listened to Habava LeMesayif. So put sibling relationships at the end. Why are we putting it before Kalasa? And for the Gemara, forget Drushes. Alatana Kurva Kurva Nukat. He's going by who's closer in relationship. Tana Bita Bas Bita Bas Benoit the Krebi Atzmai. The closest relationship to a person is there that we can list in the Arayas is his daughters and granddaughters. And once we mention three dairis under him, so we mention three dairis by his wife. So really we were interested in the daughter or the granddaughters, they're the closest relatives. Once you mention his daughters and granddaughters, we mention her granddaughters and granddaughters, and then we mention her mother and grandmother. Then we go to the next level of relationship, which is his siblings and his aunt, which are his blood relatives. And once we're talking about siblings, right? And which is a relationship of sister, right? Sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister. Right? Brother's wife is not really in the parsha of sister. So it could have been pushed after Kolosai. We are talking about siblings. It means both. Well, the Tana Kolosai, which is the last one left on the list. In fact, the Gemara Mayuri, the Tana Paitras list the Isis. Why does it say Paitras? Let us say it's Usser. That the Gemara Tana Isis have, I mean, Usser Yab Mamichl Chotso. Kamash Malan. Paitras would have meant, there is a mitzvah, but we don't let Yibum. Paitras is saying it takes away the whole mitzvah of Yibum. And therefore, that's the way the Mishnah wants to tell to me that there is no mitzvah of Yibum. In fact, the Gemara, the list has to relax it. So just say it's us to do chalitza. You don't have to say Paitras. So the Gemara, my covet, alam alai. Well, there's nothing wrong in doing chalitza. We can't say the word aser to do chalitza. There's no violation of anything if somebody does chalitza. Talk to Gemara, my lie, by Allah, my lie. If you say chalitza, then there'll be ibum. So we can aser chalitza. So let the Mishnah say, I swear to do chalitza. Zak the Gemara, kibin the b'makom mitzvah da'asira tzara, shloim b'makom mitzvah sharya, shemachi tani paitras. Now this Gemara, I'm going to explain it a little more, because we're going to come again to this tomorrow. And that is, there is no iser called tzaras erva. If a stranger, not a brother, married Reuven's daughter and a different wife, and then he died, Reuven can marry that other woman, even though that other woman was a tzaras erva. We don't care. There's no erva in the Torah called tzaras erva. The reason the tzaras erva is usher is not because she's a tzaras erva. There's nothing wrong in being a tzaras erva. It's because it's his brother's wife and there's no mitzvah. So the emphasis is on the no mitzvah part, because that's why the tzaras erva is usher. It's not because she's a tzaras erva in essence. A person can marry a tzaras erva. If somebody else married his daughter and had a co-wife and then died, Reuven could marry his daughter's tzaras erva. It's not Yibum. There's nothing wrong. It's only because the Yibum allows an erva of Eishes Achiv. So when there's no mitzvah of Yibum, she becomes an erva of Eishes Achiv. And therefore the emphasis has to be on Paitreis. Because keeping the Mokka mitzvah d'asira tzara, Shalai b'mokka mitzvah sharya, the issue is only by Malka Mitzvah, not by Loib and Malka Mitzvah. Shemalki Tani Paitras, because that's the emphasis. So tell me, there's no Mitzvah of Yibum. So the Gemara, Yitonim and Ayibum, have a mean of Michlitz Chalt Yibum, Loib Miyavma. I would have thought that you can't do Yibum because it's an Erva, but you still have a Mitzvah of Chalitza. Kamash Malam, Kaloy Lul Yibum Eidul Chalitza, Choshein Lul Yibum Eidul Chalitza. If biblically there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Doesn't go, they can't be separated biblically. We do separate them in many cases, either rabbinically, or because it's a suffix. We don't know what to do, so to cover our bases, we say do Chalitza. So why we put chalitza first? Inami min chalitza l'chudei. Just say pater from chalitza. The Gemara, Abishol, the mitzvahs chalitza, kedemus the mitzvahs yibum. We would have to put it this way to say that this mishnah is authored by Abishol, or by a Tana who agrees to Abishol, that a mitzvah chalitza precedes the mitzvah of yibum because of the wrong ulterior motives that might be involved. Frank the Gemara. What is the 15? We know how to count. Why did the Mishnah have to say 15? And what does Hare Elu mean? What does Hare Elu exclude? Dr. Gemara, one excludes Rav's case, and one excludes Ravasi's case. Rav's case is, Shimon is married to two women, one is Mizana, so now he dies, that woman is Aser, and the Tzara Erev is also Aser, Rav learns it from Sukkim. So the Mishnah is telling me that we don't agree. Number two is Ravasi. Ravasi says a person married an islandess, knew she was an islandess, accepted the fact she was an islandess, and then he died. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum to the islandess that we learn that from a pasuk, and there's also no mitzvah of Yibum to the co-wife of the islandess. Ravasi learns that out from a pasuk as well. So our Mishnah, by saying Chamesh Esrei and Hare Elu, is excluding those cases. In fact, the Gemara L'Rav L'Ravasi L'Mutimai, what will Rav and Ravasi do? So Israel Udadadi, if they agree to each other, so Chad L'Mutit Tzaris Mamenes. Now Tzaris Mamenes is a Gzeret Rabbanon, which is as follows. Shimon is married to a Ktana, who's not Reuven's daughter, and to a Gdaila. His two wives, one is a Ktana, one is a Gdaila. So, the Ktana did Miyun. She did Miyun. So now, we don't let Shimon do Yibum to the Gdaila. Why? Because people will say, oh, you could do the same if the Ktana was a daughter and did Miyun. And that's not true. Because if the Ktana was a daughter, we wouldn't let Yibum. So since over here, if we would let him do Miyun to the Gdaila after the Ktana did Miyun, people would get it confused and think we would do the same by an Erva. That is one Mandiyama's opinion, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude, that she needs Chalitza. That she's not part of Chalitza, she might not be able to do Yibum, but she needs Chalitza. And the second one is Chazal Mutatsaras Marzigurushasai. Shimon went, he was married to a woman, he divorced her, he took her back, which is the Lav. And we learned out that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, not by her, not by her tzara, and that's a sugya later on. So we say, you still need Chalitza. Talk to Gemara Vayta, L'Rav L'Ravasi, if they don't agree to each other, Rav will exclude Ravasi, Rav will exclude Rav, let me just finish, and the other one is used either for Malas or Grishasa or Menas, yes.
I thought Miyun is Okra L'Mafreya.
Yes, it is. We're going to see later on. I think we should wait for the Gemara later on. This will all be explained later on. Not the Gemara Vayta. The Rav or Ravasi listening, according to Rav and Ravasi, why aren't there 17? Pishayna Batsara Sarah. Because there's never a case that Levi, the third brother, could marry them, because they're just as usher to Levi. If Shimon's wife was Mazana, she's usher to Levi just like she's usher to Reuven. So therefore there's no case that Tsara Sarah, the same thing is true by islanders, and therefore they say the Mishnah didn't list them, and the Mishnah is not excluding them. Menani Mili, how do I know that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, either by an Erva, or by the Tzaras Erva. The Tzara Rabbanan. It says, Isha l'chaisu l'sikach l'tzar. You should not take a woman to her sister to be co-wives. L'galas ervasa la b'chayeha. To reveal the Erva aleha b'chayeha during her lifetime. Aleha ma'al tamud leima. What's the word aleha for? L'galas ervasa b'chayeha would have sufficed. Pishanami yivami yavi aleha. Since there is a mitzvah of Yibum. So I would say, I would say it's even in one of the arayas. Allah tells us that this isra of wife's sister is even in a case of mitzvah of Yibum. Do not marry her, no mitzvah of Yibum, which therefore means she's usher because of an erva. How do I know your her co-wife? Talmud Leimer Litzroer. Mainly El Tarasa, Tsaras Tarasa Minayan. How do I know the co-wife's co-wife? Tamalimit Litzroer Veloy Lotzer, the ex-Duresh. Mainly El Achais Isha, that tells me a wife's sister, Sharais Minayan. How do I know other Arais? Amrit, I will tell you. Ma Achais Isha Miyuchedas, she's specific, she's unique. She erva. Chayav Mazdai Nikaras, she goes and Chattas. There's Karas and Chattas. Vasur Liyavim, and we learned out from Allah that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Of course, she erva. Chayav Mazdai Nikaras, she goes and Chattas. Asur Liyavim, that would include all Arayas. Mainly Elihei, Tzarasei Minayan. Amit. Ma Achais Isha Miyuchedas, she erva. She's unique, she's an erva. Chayav Mazdai Nikaras, she goes and Chattas. There's Karas and there's Chattas. Vasur Liyavim, we learned out from Allah. Litzarasa Asura, right, because it said Litzroim. I'm koshi erev v'chayav mazayin akoras ha-shikos l'chatas v'asur l'yavam t'ras ha-asura. We make a logical comparison. The Gemara is going to question this logical comparison in Daf Ches. But till Daf Ches, we'll just have to live with this raisa. Mikan amru chachamim, chamesh esri nashim poitus sirseim, mitzaris sirseim, minachalitza minayibum ad saif ha'olam. Merch Hashem, we will continue tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Everybody should have a wonderful day.